Bible say it, church.
You deserve.
From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord. You deserve it, Lord, yeah.
You deserve.
Now say, all of the glory, yeah.
All of the glory belongs.
In everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs.
Y'all got it now? Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
All of the glory, Lord, yeah.
All of the glory belongs.
Everybody lift your hands right here and say, yeah. Together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody come on in concert and say it.
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Jeremiah 23 and 23, Proverbs 15 and 3, and finally Psalms 139 and 7. Three passages of scripture that I need to read in order to establish the title this morning. In Ezekiel chapter 48, verse 35, the scripture says, reading from the King James Version, it was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be The Lord Is There. In Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 23 through 24, the scripture says, am I only a God nearby and not a God far away? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, declares the Lord? Do not I feel heaven and earth? Proverbs 15 and 3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Say with me, the eyes of the Lord are in every place. Psalms 139, verse 7 through 10. Verse 7 says, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. I want to minister today from the series we entitled on last Sunday, the God series. And last week we talked about the fact that God is exalted. But this morning, I want to direct your attention to the fact that God is there. In Ezekiel 48 and 35, we already read it. It describes the great city of Jerusalem. And Ezekiel the prophet states how God is there. The Hebrew phrase for that statement is Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. There are many redemptive names in Scripture for God. Many of us know these. One that's very familiar is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. Another is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner or protector. Then we have Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. We also know Jehovah Tiskenu, the Lord our righteousness. But we find here today that we're dealing with Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is there. I want you to know this morning that God is there for you. Even in times when it seems like God is not there, he can't help but be present. Because God is omnipresent. meaning that he is everywhere at the same time. Even when it seems like God is not in the midst, he's there. He's there because he is Jehovah Shammah. And simply by mention of his name, he has to be there because he's everywhere at the same time. When we look at the term omnipresent, I think about the three words that describe God often in theology. Number one, God is omnipotent, which means that he has all power. I think about the fact that God is omniscient, meaning that he knows everything. But I'm so glad he didn't stop there. He's also omnipresent, meaning he's present everywhere simultaneously. God is present. When we look at examples of God, I think about where is God in hard to understand situations? You have to ask the question, where was God when Adam and Eve were being tempted by Satan? I want you to know this morning that God was there. God was there because Adam and Eve had free choice. They made a decision to go after their fleshly desire versus the commandment of God. You might say, why didn't God intervene? Why didn't he stop them from eating from the tree? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, they had a choice to make. It doesn't mean God was not there. It simply means at that time, in their free will, they chose to take from the pleasures of sin versus obey the command of God. God was there. You might say, preacher, well, where was God when Cain killed Abel? That sounds like an awful situation. Could God have possibly been there? Well, we've seen earlier that in Proverbs chapter 15, that God is everywhere. His eyes is beholding the good and the evil. God was there when Cain killed Abel. But how many know because of the sin nature, Cain had a choice? And the scripture does not even declare whether Abel called out for God's help or not, but I want you to know that God was there. And many times in our lives, we may question, where was God when this was going on? Where was God when this situation took place? I want to tell you this morning that God is and God was there. What about the man in the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verse 1 through 3? And the disciples said, Jesus, whose fault is this that this man was born blind? And Jesus said, nobody's. They asked, was it his parents' sin that caused this to be the case? He said, no, but this is to the glory of God. Now, understand, he's not saying the sickness was to the glory of God. What he was saying was this situation was going to be turned into something where God would get the glory from because God was there. He was there when the man was born, but he was also there in the process of time when the man was healed. You might say, where was God when that tragedy happened in my life? I want to tell you today, he was there. But many times we make decisions and rule out the plan and purpose and will of God. What about those situations where things just happen and it has nothing to do with choice? God was there. This man did not choose to be born blind, but God was there. He knew what the man would go through, but he knew one day he was going to be made whole. And he knew that in him being made whole, that many were going to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ because of the miracle. Even though